for that. Well, with me now here in the studio is Professor Elizabeth Dorr, who's Professor of Latin American Studies at the University of Southampton. She lived in the city of Concepcion during the 1980s. Professor Dorr, just tell us a little bit about the city. What kind of a place is it?
Hello. Thank you very much for inviting me.
Thank you for coming.
It was a coal mining city. It was the equivalent of Barnsley or North Yorkshire or something like that, South Yorkshire.
So an industrial center.
It was an industrial center. It had steel mills. It was a working class center. It was sort of the center of Chile's strong working class and the union. So it was very iconic.
All in the past tense.
Definitely the past tense, because with the Pinochet government that began with the overthrow of President Allende in 1973, there was a deindustrialization, a very rapid deindustrialization. Partly, he was very good friends of Margaret Thatcher, Pinochet, and not surprising. They had similar ideas also about closing the coal mines.
What about the buildings in the city? I mean, this is an area now which is known to be where earthquakes are not unknown. Are the buildings built to high standards?
The buildings of the middle class and the middle class in Concepcion certainly were built to sort of earthquake resistant. But Concepcion had a very large, not only working poor, but unemployed, and slums. And those slums looked like slums anywhere else in Latin America. They were built of corrugated iron and a spigot, a faucet on the street, unpaved streets, and those areas, I'm sure, were devastated.
Now, Chile is not a poor country by Latin American standards, by world standards. Do you believe it will be able relatively easily to recover from a disaster of this kind?
I think that it's important to see the political change now in Chile. The new president, Sebastián Piñera...
Who's taking over, what, in 10 days' time?
Very soon, exactly. He's of Pinochet's party. It's the first time since Pinochet was overthrown... Left office in 1990, that a politician of his political stripe and of his party is taking over. Since 1990, you've had a sort of a center-left coalition. And he has said that he was going to restore some of Pinochet's policies, economic policies. And therefore, I'm not sure that there will be a lot of projects, programs aimed at the poor.
But of course, the first thing he's going to have to do, he finds himself now dealing with this immediate disaster.
Right. There will have to be, under any government of any political stripe, disaster relief and reconstruction. But Chile is a relatively wealthy country, but it's also a country with tremendous income inequality, one of the highest income inequalities in Latin America.
What about the economic impact, you think, of an earthquake of this size? Will it have a discernible impact on the economic performance of the country?
No, I don't think it will. And I don't think even that's the kind of question that Chileans would be asking now. Chileans are asking now about people who are dead and dying and people who need to be in hospitals and what we just heard, the importance of getting clean water and things like that. Chile has an economy based on agro-export. Most of what we buy in berries and melons and Tesco and Sainsbury's, that's from Chile. And I don't think it will affect that. And then Chile has an important finance sector.
It's inevitable, isn't it, coming so soon after the devastating earthquake in Haiti, that some people will compare these two. Haiti, the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere. Chile, one of the wealthiest, certainly on the Latin American continent. Some hundreds dead so far known in Chile, more than 200,000 known dead in Haiti. It's difficult after something of this kind to talk of a country being lucky, but it sounds as if relatively Chile has been lucky.
Relatively. You certainly cannot compare Chilean infrastructure or to Haitian. Haiti is a country that has been devastated economically, politically for centuries, since you had the important slave uprising, eliminating slavery. Chile is a relatively, as you said, wealthy country, but still with a president coming in who supports neoliberal Pinochet-type policies, I don't think the poor in Chile would be very optimistic that they might reconstruct the highways and the airports and the telecommunications. But what about the housing in the poor neighborhoods?
Professor Elizabeth Dorr, many thanks.
Thank you.
You're listening to the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Lustig. This is NewsHour.